grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 19th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, the 41st and the 42nd verses. And when Jesus drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes." Whenever I read the Gospel for this Sunday, there comes to mind a conversation that took place more than 40 years ago. Some friends of mine were talking about a mutual friend who had come to a very bad end. One fateful decision had set in motion a whole chain of events that had led to spiritual ruin. I'll never forget what an older and wiser friend then said about this unfortunate man. "So now you see the consequences of a choice. So now you see the consequences of a choice." In the Gospel just read, we hear about the consequences of a choice. This Gospel reading takes us back to the first Palm Sunday, the procession of Jesus and his followers approaches the city of Jerusalem. But as Jesus comes in sight of the city, he weeps, and he foretells the terrible fate that awaits the city, saying, "The days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another to in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation." And when Jesus then entered the city and cleansed the temple of the money changers, the leaders of the people became determined to destroy Jesus as a threat to their power, their influence on the people, and their ill-gotten gain. And although the people's loyalty to Jesus keeps them from doing anything right away, within less than a week, the fickle people's loyalty to Jesus turns to hatred, and prompted by their leaders, they cry out for Jesus' death. In a very real sense, the people's choice is made when Jesus stands before Pilate, the Roman governor, on the morning of the first Good Friday. Observing the custom of releasing a prisoner at the great feast of the Passover, Pilate gives the people a choice. And what a choice it was. A choice between Jesus and a prisoner named Barabbas, who, as St. Luke tells us in his Gospel, had been thrown into prison for armed rebellion and for murder. In other words, You might say that Barabbas was a first century Palestinian terrorist. The people, swayed by their hate-filled leaders, choose Barabbas. In choosing him, they reject God's Messiah, come to lead them into the way of perfect peace with God and with one another. As St. Paul writes, Jesus is our peace. Through Jesus alone there is peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. But in choosing Barabbas, the people choose the way of vengeance and blood. And in little more than 30 years, this choice had the most terrible consequences. The people rose up against their Roman masters only to bring down on themselves the might of the Roman legion. As the Lord Jesus had foretold, their city became a heap of ruins, its inhabitants destroyed by fire and sword. Again and again, down through the long centuries, God had again and again and again sent his servants, the prophets, to call the people to repentance. And again and again and again, they chose to ignore that warning. In the Old Testament lesson for this Sunday, the prophet Jeremiah cries out, "Why has this people turned away in perpetual backsliding? They hold fast to deceit. They refuse to return." The result of their rejection of God's message through Jeremiah was that the Babylonians came and destroyed their city with fire and sword. That was in the month of August, in the year 587 before Christ. And it was in August of the year of our Lord 70 that the Roman legions took and destroyed the city again. In all of this, we see the hardening effect of repeatedly choosing against God. Every such choice against God makes it easier to do the same thing the next time, until there finally comes a moment known only to God, when the sinner is completely blind to goodness and truth. Jesus said, "Would that you had known on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes." Choices matter. Choices have consequences. Yes, choices have eternal consequences. The choices made by the people of Jerusalem led to ruin because they did not know what Jesus calls the time of their visitation, the blessed time when the merciful God, who had long been calling them to repentance through the prophet, came to them in the person of his own dear Son. God continues to call this whole lost and fallen world to to repentance. God continues to call you and me to repentance. Our part is to admit our sinful choices and turn to Him with the heartfelt plea, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And He will be merciful, because He is the Lord who, as we say in the prayer appointed from ancient times for this Sunday, declares His almighty power above all in showing mercy and pity. He declares His almighty power above all in showing mercy and pity. As God's forgiven children, we're called not to a life of anxious fear and foreboding, but to life lived in the calm certainty of sin forgiven, our pardon sealed in heaven. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness, interceding for us with sighs too deep for words. Choices matter. Choices have consequences. But, more important than any choice of ours is the Lord God's choice of us. God chose to create you out of love. God chose to restore and forgive you at the cost of His own blood. God chose to claim you as His own dear child through baptism. And God promises by His mercy to bring you to the heavenly kingdom He chose to prepare for you before the foundation of the world. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.